Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back from your break.
It was amazing. Thank you very much. Yes.
Where did you go around now that we can reveal that to the public?
I went to Orlando, to Disney.
Ooh, you went to Disneyland.
I did. Disney World.
Disney World. Oh.
Yeah, it's even bigger. I like the bigger theme parks. I met Mickey and Minnie. That's what people always ask. Did you see Mickey? Did you meet Mickey? Like, yes, I didn't meet him face to face, but oh no, I did.
I mean, it is Disneyland. Like, how can you not meet Mickey, right?
No, it's not as easy now. You have to pay money to see Mickey. We met all of them.
That's not the same as easy and difficult. That just means, like, are you going
to
pay
for
it?
Well, no, before it used to be like they'd be wandering, around and you'd take pictures, but now it's not so easy. So,
was that your first time at Disney World?
No, third time. No, I haven't been since I was a teenager. I would, highly recommend it, especially if you're an adult. Like, you know, you need some. It's hilarious and brilliant, and you feel like a child again. And you sing lots of Disney songs, which are now stuck in my head. It's great.
No, now that we've set the mood well, what are we going to talk about today?
So now I've come back, and I've gone to clients' houses, and I've seen what I call repeat clutter. So I've been in an office, and I've been in a house, and what I've seen. It's mostly the staff are just putting the stuff willy-nilly back into cupboards and stuff, even if it's labeled and there are boxes. You know, in an office, I went into an office that I've been working on. I labeled the cupboards. I put everything in organized systems, and I said to him, "You have to put everything back in the same place." So what's happened? They've put random things, shoved it into the cupboard just because there's room now. Because of course there's room because I've organized it.
This is different from like the 90% rule type stuff we were talking about, where like we get everything out and then suddenly it finds its way back inside the thing. That's not what we're talking about. We're saying the stuff that comes back and gets disorganized again, despite, you know, getting it cleaned up.
The clutter just seems to come back to that same place in the same manner. So it's just thrown in, and it would happen before and it's happening again now. So, you know, with this, in the office, the cupboard was specific corporate stationery was in one cupboard. It says it's the stationery, you know, the folders, the envelopes, blah, blah, blah. This person was throwing in cables and plastic things and carrier bags. Oh, and there was candles, like those little mini candles. And I'm like, but why? There's a specific place for the candles. There was a box. It's labeled, everything. She's like, oh, but where? And I'm like, it's labeled. Did you even know? And it's not even the building the habit. It was plain laziness. It was the, I cannot be bothered to try and learn these systems. I am just going to be, in a way, stubborn about it and just throw it in. And that's different from people still trying to learn and build up the habit, and it takes a while, you know, and I understand that, and that takes 30 days. But this is just sheer, I cannot be bothered to learn. It's not my problem, you know. And that does happen often. I have seen that. I've gone to houses over the years, and I've got, you know, I go back because the clients say, oh my God, it's a mess again. Can you just clear it up and blah, blah, blah. And it generally is actually not the client who is doing it. It's their staff. It's the maids. It's the cooks, you know, the admin staff. And it sounds awful, but it's the reality of the thing, because they haven't paid the fee. They haven't paid the money for my services. They don't appreciate what I've done and the value of it because they haven't had to pay for it. But it's a thing that keeps on happening. So it's, I guess it needs more. We need to do more training on them, drum it into them more. And figuring out how to get it into their heads that they have to stop being lazy and complacent about putting things in the right places. Because then it feels like a losing battle for myself and for the clients as well, because they're like, I paid money, well, why is it back to being cluttered? So yeah, so that's what I mean by repeat clutter.
In such situations now, and you mentioned this disconnect between, you know, the person that is either paying for the service and or organizing the stuff, and the person that's actually putting stuff back or dealing with the actual, say, filing or whatever it is, how do we deal with this?
So the first thing I'd say is, of course, have good systems in place. So, you know, if you're doing it yourself, you have labels, you have boxes, you have cupboards labeled as well, and keep on reiterating the position that this is how it's supposed to be. This is where you're supposed to put everything back. And I always remember I had one company I dealt with a few years back, we did all this work, organized everything. And within, the following week I came back and it was bedlam back in there. And some people, there was one person, employee, who was not happy at all that the systems had been created, this organized systems had been created, and he went and put everything back into the system that it was before. And the matriarch of this family company came into the office and saw it. And people, she was so respected and admired. A small little woman, like lovely woman, but small, but with so much power. And she just went, okay, now you put it back into the system that we paid Shalina to do. And he just did not know what to say. And he went, well, why did we pay this? And it was because of her voice of authority and everything. He got it into his head, and other people saw it as well and saw that this was not a joke. This was to make it better for them. And then we went, and I then spent the whole day going through and explaining why the systems were like that. And we also adapted it and changed it because there were certain things that needed to be changed, which is fine. You know, that happens with any organized system, but you can't always have that kind of person to, you know, I suppose scare the hell out of these people and make them follow the system. So first have the organized systems, and then you have to just keep on repeating it. So when somebody throws something in and you see it, say to them, no, that's not the correct place to put it. You have to put it in this place, and then make them do that. And I mean, I'm going to go back into this office and I'm going to be doing that and going, look, this is how it's supposed to be. This is where you go, and just start building the habit with that. But with some, it's a bit difficult, especially if there's a change of employees over and over again. Sometimes, you know, they won't know what the systems are. They won't understand the...
Oh, the training is not transferred down to them, for example. Like that needs to become part of whatever the orientation process or whatever you call it, to be like, hey, look, this is what we follow. So that's why we follow the same thing, so that it stays that way versus,
It does need to be like that as well. So that's one thing to do.
And does the same thing apply like for families, like for home situations as well?
Yes, it does. So a good example was a house. I worked on it, did a whole big decluttering and organizing with the clients. And then I came 2 weeks later and I looked in, and a lot of it was the same. But the maid had thrown in her stuff because there was suddenly space for her to have her stuff. And I went, but if you want a space, we can create a shelf for you, but don't just throw it in random places. And she went, oh, can I have a space? And I went, of course you can have a space, but you have to talk about it. You have to see, we have to jiggle things around, but there is a way to do it. But just throwing random, so there were bits and pieces in different places, and it was not logical at all. So we, you know, I said, look, let me do it. So I made a whole shelf for her. So it's, you know, all done. And it's kind of that understanding. But of course, you know, when I work for one day only with a client and show them, they might get like, yay, this is great. But then they revert back to their old habits. So it is about building habits again. But it is repeating as well. So if you have organized and you do have staff who then keep on making the same mistakes again, you have to reiterate it. Not yell at them, not get, you know, angry and frustrated, but say, look, this is the system now. This is what I want you to do. And this is how it's going to work. So they should stop repeating the clutter. And also another thing with repeat clutter is that a thing to reiterate to people is instead of just leaving it lying around, it will take 5 seconds to put it away in the right place. You know, and my mantra is always...
like, deal with it right away.
Yeah, deal with it right away. And it will take 5 seconds to put it away, and it will take you 5 seconds to find it next time. Everything will take a few seconds. So if you do it quickly now and just get it over and done with, think of it as taking a plaster off. It's short, sharp, and maybe painful, but it'll be better in the long run instead of dealing with the big pile afterwards and feeling overwhelmed by the clutter again. So when you come, you know, say you have candles, like random, you take out the candles to light them up, that whole box that you get, say from IKEA or something. Then as soon as you've taken that one, put all of the others back in the same place again. It takes 2 seconds really, right? So just do that. So think of that. So everything, do it straight away, take a few seconds and you'll be over and you won't have to deal with it again. And that's a way to build the habit as well of starting to be organized.
Well, I think, first of all, I think people should understand as well that these things take time to build, and you shouldn't get stressed out about the fact that, like, oh, you didn't get it right the first time. It's okay. You can try again. You could redo it. But let's say, for example, that, I mean, they're doing their bit on their own, but still somehow not working out either because they're not able to pass it down properly, whether it's to staff or a family member, maybe even who could be, you know, creating that problem. We've talked about that and how to have that conversation with your family members on a previous episode. I mean, there's a cost element to it, but maybe they're looking at getting the organizer back in maybe sooner than you anticipated just to deal with this.
Yeah, and you can have them come in for like 1 or 2 hours to just do a quick organizing and then show why it should be in this system and how to maintain that system. And then they go, okay, the light bulb sometimes goes on more the second time around. So yes, that is possible. And the same, you know, if you don't want to bring an organizer in, but you want to do it yourself, but you want to talk to your staff and say, okay, I've reorganized it again, but this is how I want it to be maintained. This has to be the way it's maintained moving forward. I know it's hard. It's going to take a few weeks for it to be followed completely, but just bear that in mind. And then it should become an easier process and you get closer to living a decluttered life.
And I think this is one of those topics where perhaps you absolutely do need a professional organizer involved. So, Shalina, how can people get a hold of you?
So if they want to get in touch to organize their place, they just have to go on the Declutter Me website, which is on the bio for this podcast, and fill in the contact form and I'll get in touch straight away to make an appointment.
Awesome. And as always, you can find out all of our previous episodes in your favorite podcast players. You can also visit declutterme.com/podcast. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.